Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is September 18th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Meta Sports Glasses. AI Code Fixers. OpenAI Triumph. AI Privacy Concerns. Meta Sports Glasses. Meta's latest AI glasses, the Vanguard, are tailored for both amateur and professional athletes. These glasses are waterproof and helmet-compatible, featuring integration with Garmin for enhanced functionality. A 12-megapixel camera with a 122-degree wide-angle lens is centrally placed for a better first-person view, capable of recording 3K videos, slow motion, and hyperlapse. The Vanguard is designed to withstand pool activities and sweat, boasting IP67-level resistance. The fit is adjustable with three sizes of nose pads, which improve grip with moisture. Users can seamlessly connect Garmin and Strava systems and control them via voice commands through Meta AI. It's even possible to get real-time heart rate updates and sync activity data with Garmin Connect, Apple Health, or Android's Health Connect, allowing activity summaries to flow directly into the Meta AI app. The Vanguard's camera activates automatically upon detecting something noteworthy, leaving hands free for action. For manual control, buttons are now conveniently located at the bottom of the frame's arms. The glasses effectively reduce ambient noise, even at speeds over 30 kilometers per hour, allowing clear music listening and conversation. With 6 additional decibels of volume compared to Meta Oakley HSTN and up to 9 hours of battery life, the Vanguard is both functional and stylish, making it appealing for streetwear as well. AI Code Fixers. Vibe coding is shaking up the programming landscape by using AI tools like ChatGPT, Claude, or Gemini to enable coding without prior knowledge. This innovative trend has introduced roles like vibe coding cleanup specialists, who focus on fixing poor AI-generated code, a service in growing demand. Traditional programmers spend years honing their skills, but vibe coding allows software code to be generated primarily through prompts. Thanks to AI tools, anyone can create full programs by simply describing their vision, making it easier and cheaper for novices to bring ideas to life. However, this ease of use comes with risks. For instance, a cooking app might inadvertently include unsafe recipes. Additionally, cyber attacks are a concern, as illustrated by a user of a well-known AI coding tool who quickly faced numerous security issues. The term vibe coding was coined in early 2025 by Andre Karpathy, a former leader at Tesla's AI department. Specialists like Hamid Siddiqui and Swatantra Soni repair AI-generated code, addressing issues like inconsistent design and suboptimal performance. Vibe coding, while still evolving, exemplifies how AI not only replaces but also creates jobs. OpenAI Triumph. OpenAI's AI system has outperformed human participants and Google DeepMind at the prestigious International Collegiate Programming Contest World Finals 2025. The AI achieved a flawless score by solving all 12 tasks, a feat that would have secured the first place among human competitors. Operating under the same conditions as humans, the AI received problems in PDF format and had a 5-hour deadline to submit solutions. Google DeepMind's Gemini 2.5 DeepThink had also performed well, achieving a gold medal level. OpenAI used an ensemble of general AI models, including GPT-5 and an experimental reasoning model, not tailored specifically for the contest. AI privacy concerns. Americans remain cautious about the increasing role of AI in everyday life, as shown in a recent Pew study. Half of the participants expressed more concern than excitement about AI, a sentiment that has grown from 37% in 2021. Key worries include AI's potential harm to creativity and interpersonal connections, with only 18% endorsing its role in matchmaking. Most prefer AI to focus on areas like weather prediction and disease cures, rather than personal aspects. Misinformation tops the list of concerns, with only 47% confident in identifying AI-generated content. Notably, younger individuals express more apprehension, with 57% under 30 fearing a negative impact on human abilities. Despite desiring more control over AI, 57% feel they lack it. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.